So the Orioles are playing against the Dodgers right now in Los Angeles. Shohei Ohtani, he got a hit already. Luckily not a home run. But we have some potential big records that could be broken here on the horizon. One concerning the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani. One concerning Aaron Judge. And right now, the poll question, there is one answer that is running away with it. It's Joe's 12 tacos in one sitting. No, actually, that's in second place, 26.1%. But the Ohtani 50-50 season, 60.9% of the poll question vote. But I oppose this to the text line, the Vancouver Ford text line. What is the more impressive feat? Or what do you want to see the most? You can make a case for both of these. Like you said in the first segment, that Aaron Judge hitting 63 home runs and breaking his own record that he set two seasons ago. Like, are you kidding me?
I mean, we're talking like Sammy Sosa, but he was on steroids kind of years, Mark McGwire kinds of years. And as far as we know, Aaron Judge is clean. That would be an astounding accomplishment. But the text line, very, very dutifully pointing out, and we do appreciate that on the Vancouver Ford text line. All texts go through the Vancouver Ford text line. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. 50-50 by far the hardest. And I would agree. I don't think, I mean, how many 40-40s have we had? What, like now? Like less than a handful or a handful total?
I had there was an article I saw the other day that was basically talking about the best power speed combo seasons that we have ever seen in MLB history.
Now. Ohtani became the sixth 40-40 player in history.
Yeah, I want to find this because it was pretty interesting seeing some of these like combinations of, you know, home runs and stolen bases and how close we were to seeing certain feats. But the Aaron Judge, I mean, we've seen 60 home run season. Hell, we've seen 70 home run seasons. So seeing a, I don't know, there's something about this one though, just 2 years later, seeing him one up himself again and set the record in the American League again after the Roger Maris record stood for so long. I mean, there is something where, like, I'm a little surprised that the poll question is swayed this far in Ohtani's favor. But granted, the 50-50 is something we have never seen before.
Well, also, there's that Ohtani effect, right? I mean, my wife and I are going down to Anaheim here the end of September. We're going to do Disneyland one day, and we're doing a Dodgers-Padres game the next day. And I'm already getting the wig in her ear like, hey, baby, we got to get a couple of Ohtani jerseys because he is Shohei freaking Ohtani. So, I mean, I guess maybe it's more special that it's being done by the, you know, current day, like Japanese Babe Ruth, whatever you want to call it.
And the Orioles just hit a home run. Ryan O'Hearn, they take a 1-0 lead. Very nice.
And Mariners just ended the third. Nobody scored.
So, yeah, I mean, like the 50-50 season, it's got to take precedent over the 63 home runs. One, how lucky are we that this is happening in each league, both in the season? Like, there's two things to watch as we come down the stretch.
What a debate to have in the middle of another debate in baseball where we're worried about, like, the lack of offense, right? Like, we're still seeing the best hitters in the game reaching new heights. Like, averages are down. Guys aren't hitting 300 nearly as much as they used to. But look at these home runs, dude. And look at the stolen bases of health. But Ohtani coming back from Tommy John or stabilization surgery, whatever he had, to hit this many home runs, that's an accomplishment as well in itself to talk about.
So 50-50 has never happened. A 50-30 has never happened.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
The closest we ever got to that was Larry Walker in 1997, his MVP season. 49 home runs, and he swiped 33 bags that year. So he came damn close to doing that.
Wow, Larry Walker. You don't think of him as a bag swiper back
then?
No,
when I saw that, I was just like, wow, the fact that that was the closest one was Larry Walker. And he had 29 home runs on the road that year. So it
this when he was with the Rockies?
Yeah.
So 29 home runs on the road, that's impressive. But like we're talking about a slightly slimmer like John Kruk type of MLB player getting 29-30 stolen bases, dude. That's nuts.
Right. So very impressive season by Larry Walker there, but did not get the 50-30. We've never had a 60-20 season either. Which makes sense, you know.
That's shocking that Sammy Sosa didn't steal 20 bases during one of those years, actually. Honestly, that does not make sense to me, Jim.
This article, it says, the High Fly 1998 season produced both the most homers to go with 20-plus steals, and that was 56 by Griffey.
Of course.
And the most steals to go with 60-plus homers, and you're right, it was Sammy Sosa. He had 18 steals.
Man, they did not run the bags enough in the 90s. Because how many did Griffey have total that year?
It doesn't say. We can look it up.
That's
real quick,
okay.
But
that's okay.
He did have at least 20.
I'm going to guess he didn't have 30. And so I just kind of trying to prove my point here that, like, it just sucks that, like, if they had stolen more bases or been, you know, had a nose to do that more, probably
well,
would have seen those.
Well, when you're hitting 56 home runs, you know, getting just having the opportunity to steal is much less, right?
I mean,
depending on, like, what his doubles and triple numbers look like that season, you know, it's like.
It's fair.
You know, unless you really want to try and steal third a bunch. But,
Griffey,
he
had about 120 singles. So a lot of opportunities. I would assume Sammy did not have as many singles. So,
yeah. So those are some things that haven't happened. Now the odds for either of these things to happen this year, because that's the other thing I want to ask: is do they both happen? Do we see Judge hit 63 home runs and see Ohtani hit 50 and steal 50? Both of them in the same season. But I have the odds of each of these happening. The 63 home runs, 63 plus for Aaron Judge, it is a -110 right now. He is on pace for 63, like 0.1 if you really want to do the math, but
okay.
He is favored to get 63 plus home runs. 65 plus home runs is +240 right now on FanDuel. If you want to get frisky.
I would probably, I mean, see, if I'm looking at a betting balance like $400 or $500 in my account, yeah, I'd probably want to throw $30 to $50 on that. Like Judge 65. He is literally at an insane clip right now. I believe it was something like 11 home runs in the past like 20 games.
Yeah,
it's just stupid.
Yeah, he's crushing it. So 63 plus home runs, -110, 65 plus home runs, +240. The Ohtani 50-50, the odds on that for it to happen, yes. +175.
Ooh.
No, -270. And I understand that because you got like 30 games left. I mean, you could, was it like Ellie De La Cruz the other day? He got his 70th steal. And I want to say it was like an 11 game stretch where he had not gotten a steal. And that can happen is like you just have a stretch where you don't have those steal opportunities. So the fact that he is favored to not get 50-50. I totally understand that. This on the Vancouver Vortex line. Come on, the stolen bases become a joke. Judge, not even close. I mean, when we talk about, what is it, the bigger bases that they're using, like how much really different are we talking on the stolen bases difference between now versus however many years? So what were like the major rule changes for, to quote unquote, entice players to steal bases? It was the increasing the size of the bag, which I can't remember the size that they
15 to 18 inches.
Okay, like in diameter, I'm guessing.
Yes. So each side, a square of 15 inches, now each side is 18 inches.
So 6 inches matters a lot. Okay, so you got 3 inches on first base, 3 inches on second base, you know, that's huge according to I've always been told 6 inches is huge, right?
Hey, average men out there.
Are you telling me these women have been lying to me my whole life?
Average men out there would say 6 inches is huge, but I would actually say that in this instance, Joe, when you're talking about 90 feet, now between bases shrank a little bit to, 87 feet? So between like third and home and between second and third, 87.9 and now 88.15. So it's not just 6 inches. You really are, because of the way the diamond works, you know, shrinking that base path a little bit. So we're talking a couple of feet or at least a half a second that you're able to save in these situations now.
Stolen bases increased 1.8 per game in 2023, up from 1.4 in 2022. Another rule change.
Two throwovers.
Right.
And that's, you know what, to the point of the texture, you can't really kind of play chicken with a guy like you used to on first base. You can't just keep it. I do like that. I hated when a guy would pitch, you know, over to first, like, or fake it like he was going to pitch and just keep throwing over to first 6 or 7 times in a row. It does speed the game up, but yeah, it does make it a little easier to get stolen bases. I think that's been proven.
So I think I have to lean with the poll question. I mean, there's part of me that goes like true baseball fan versus casual fan. Like, the true baseball fan in me wants to see the 50-50 because we've never seen it before. It's Shohei Ohtani. He's less likely to do it than the 63 home runs. But I just don't think that the Judge accomplishment of hitting 63 home runs a couple seasons after hitting 62 is like, again, we haven't seen that since Sammy. Like, and that was when the game was at its most, at its biggest popularity, was in the 90s with the home run contest between him and McGuire late in the season. Now, granted, everybody was on roids, but I just think that to do this 2 seasons after setting the record in the American League, like, that's not a, like, oh, Ohtani easily. The Judge thing is unreal what he's doing right now.
Pretty cool debate that we're having. The stolen base has been devalued, but to see the 50-50, I mean, seriously, 50, even if the stolen base has been devalued, 50 home runs in a season as well as the 50 stolen bases, it's hard to do. But I still got it. Yeah, I think I'm leading with my original answer, too. Just the Judge factor and seeing it so soon after he just hit 62 to beat Roger Maris's record. I mean, it's historical, just like the 50-50 is, but it's like history 2 years later. So I got to lean that way.